We have an excessive heat warning in the valley today for the second day in a row. Yesterday, Phoenix set a new high temperature record of 113 degrees. Today, the National Weather Service forecasts a high of 114, 4 degrees higher than the previous record for this day. New numbers show just how deadly our high temperatures have been this summer. The Maricopa County Department of Public Health reports 27 people have died from heat-associated causes so far this year, with another 122 deaths under investigation. Those 27 deaths are three times the number at this time last year. Rebecca Sonnenschein is the director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health, and she joins us now to talk about the new numbers. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So are you surprised by this? This is a pretty sharp increase in heat-associated deaths here.
Well, I think we're definitely concerned about the number we're seeing. The first heat death that we identified this year was in April, whereas last year it wasn't until May. So we started early, and it's been a really, really hot summer. Last year, we saw the most heat-related deaths we've ever seen, which was 182. And unfortunately, I think we're going to beat that this year, which is very concerning.
Can you talk about some of the causes behind this? When we say heat-associated or heat-related deaths, like you think about people who, you know, might be living on the streets experiencing homelessness. Is that always the case?
It's definitely not always the case. I think the most important thing to know is that every heat-related death is completely preventable. We really see two types of heat-related deaths. Those individuals who die outdoors, typically from outdoor exposure, and that tends to affect older men more. Especially people with medical conditions, but just people who aren't taking breaks in the shade and getting air conditioning breaks and staying hydrated. And then the second type are people who die indoors, and that's often the elderly, and they have a lot of chronic medical conditions, and we need to make sure we check on them, make sure their air conditioner is turned on and is functioning.
So I know we have, you know, heat release centers around the valley where, you know, folks are handing out cold water on hot days like this. But what more can we do? What more should we be doing from a public health perspective in terms of trying to stem the numbers here?
Well, other than getting the message out on how to prevent it and making sure people are checking on their neighbors, I think it's important for people to know where to go to get services. We do have over 150 of those cooling centers around. And for people to find those, we've increased the signage over the year after doing an evaluation. If you go to heataz.com, you can find all of those cooling centers plus services to help with electric bills and other services to make sure that people can stay cool.
All right. That's Rebecca Sonnenschein, director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.